Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms for tomorrow. It's a WRAL weather alert day. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Also this morning, the death toll in a terrible crash at a Texas migrant shelter is now growing to 8 people. The information we are learning as authorities work to figure out if the driver had a motive.
Getting a refund on a flight that is delayed or canceled may be getting easier. This is a live look at RDU this morning. A lot of folks going through the security checkpoint. What could be coming for airport travelers when their flight is canceled?
And teens will be eligible to get their driver's licenses under some new guidelines today, thanks to a new law. We'll explain that change that'll put those young folks out on the road sooner when it comes to getting a license and the nerves that go through parents. The kids will be excited, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
Freedom, right?
Yeah.
6 o'clock, everyone. Good morning. Hope you enjoyed the rain-free weekend. We do have some showers and storms in the forecast for today and tomorrow. Let's walk you through it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
What a glorious weekend it was. We are changing to a more summer-like pattern. It's going to feel warmer, more humid. We'll have a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. So that is why we have a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. Really quickly, we have a couple of showers that are moving in this morning. No thunder and lightning with this. We're likely to see a couple of sprinkles in the Sandhills in the 7 o'clock hour. And so that would include, say, folks in Fayetteville, Hope County, Moore County. This is a look at this morning, and you can see what's happening across our area. We have the potential for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. You can see the coverage looks pretty good for us, but at this point, it doesn't look like the storms would reach severe criteria. That moves on out, and then a cold front moves through, and our short-range models are not showing much of a chance for thunderstorms at all tomorrow, but our long-range model continues to show this cold front swinging through with a chance for some scattered storms in our southeastern counties, and the Storm Prediction Center still has us under that level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. They tend to update that for us around the noon hour, around lunchtime or so. So if that changes, we'll definitely let you know. Any storms that we would see tomorrow would be in the afternoon or evening. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. We're waking up to cloudy skies this morning. You can see that here in Raleigh. It's warm and it's muggier too. Temperature at 66 degrees. We're looking at 67 in Rocky Mount, 64 in South Hill, 67 in Southern Pine. So pretty uniform temperatures in the 60s. We'll climb into the low 80s at lunchtime and be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Definitely going to feel more humid for us in the next couple of days, but we see a big pattern change on Wednesday. I'll show you why it'll feel better coming up, Brian.
602, taking a look around the triangle right now. We do have a disabled vehicle reported in Garner. This has been out there for about 30 minutes now on 40 westbound, right around Business 70. Not seeing any delays on the sensors. Just need to keep that in mind as you head out of Johnston County through Garner. You might see some activity there on the side of the road. You need to slow down or move over, better yet, and give them some room to work. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good, including in Durham, as we take a look at that live camera at 54 at I-40. No trouble on 54 between Durham and Chapel Hill, and I-40 also is looking fine.
This morning, we'll get an update on the driver who plowed right into a shelter for migrants and homeless people. Police in Brownsville, Texas, will give an update on this investigation at 11:30. We now know at least 8 people are dead. Surveillance video obtained by CNN shows the moments before the crash early Sunday morning. The victims were waiting at a bus stop near the shelter when the driver crashed into them. Authorities say they don't yet know whether the driver hit those people on purpose. A person who is charged with reckless driving is in the hospital under 24-hour surveillance. This crash comes as the number of migrants increases at the border ahead of Title 42 expiring this week. More border agents and troops are there now preparing for this influx. President Joe Biden announced last week 1,500 troops would be at the border to support local patrols. And we've learned a good bit of those troops are coming from Camp Lejeune right here in North Carolina.
As the new work week begins, some AT&T customers in the Triangle are dealing with an internet outage that has lasted days. WRAL's Michael Grace joins us live this morning with how the company is responding to its frustrated users. Good morning to you, Michael. Not so good of a morning for those AT&T customers.
No, not at all, Renee. And it's affecting folks in Durham and Chapel Hill, and it could be several days until everyone's back online. And many of you viewers have actually reached out to WREL in emails and calls telling us what you've experienced. Some people even saying that they hadn't had service since Wednesday. Now, AT&T estimated the repair time could take 3 to 7 business days or more, depending on how many customers are affected. They said the problem may stem from a fiber optic problem in the area. And some remote workers we spoke with said that they've had to even use vacation days and that a lack of communication has been frustrating.
They also said they didn't know what was going on or couldn't tell me an estimated time it would be back up.
Now, we do plan on reaching out to AT&T again this morning to hopefully get a better estimate on when those repairs should be finished. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
New refund rules will be announced today in an effort to better protect you when your flight is canceled or delayed. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live from RDU International Airport with what we expect the Biden administration to announce in just a few hours. Laura?
Yeah, Jeff, this morning I've been speaking with travelers who say that this is some great news. You know, it's really been a turbulent year for people who have dealt with flight cancellations, delays, some even getting stuck in airports like RDU here for several hours. The Biden administration will share new details today that will help people who may experience this in the future. This discussion really began last summer. That's when the administration proposed refunds for travelers who had dealt with major flight delays. The Transportation Department wants to require airlines to offer passengers their money back if their flight schedule is changed significantly or if the airline makes some major changes to their itinerary. And currently, most passengers are only offered vouchers from airlines. A woman flying out this morning heading to Houston tells me this would make a great safety net.
It's into like going on a trip even before you fly, so like you have to do all the packing and prep work. So to do all that and to then not be able to like make your trip, I think it's only like responsible that you should get reimbursed for that.
The persistence of staff shortages, limited flight schedules, and of course the unforgettable Southwest holiday chaos only amplified finding a solution at this time. So we will hear more specific details from the president today at 1:45 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live at RDU.
A vigil is growing outside the Texas Outlet Mall where a gunman killed 8 people over the weekend. The FBI is asking for anyone who has video or any other information about what happened to step forward and help in their investigation. Authorities executed a search warrant last night at the suspected shooter's home. Neighbors say 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia was quiet and kept to himself. 8 people died. 7 others were hurt in the shooting at the Allen Premium Outlets north of Dallas. Police shot and killed the suspected gunman. People who gathered at the vigil to mourn shared their disbelief.
Trying not to get angry, you know, trying to find the light in the darkness, so to speak. But yeah, it's surreal, very surreal. You don't realize the evil's everywhere.
One of the shooting victims, Christian LaCour, was working as a security guard at the mall. The Gun Violence Archive says there have been 199 mass shootings in the U.S. already this year.
We are working to learn more this morning about a shooting outside a Raleigh club that left a security guard hurt. Police say it happened at Club Insomnia on Fenton Street early Sunday morning. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene. Witnesses say a man showed up and waved a gun and then fired shots at a security guard. Officers say a man was taken to the hospital with serious gunshot wounds. Right now, investigators have not released the names of the people hurt or the shooter.
Starting today, thousands of teens are able to get their driver's licenses sooner. A new law going into effect today says teenagers will only need a permit for 6 months instead of a year before getting a driver's license for the rest of 2023. Lawmakers drafted the change after pressure from parents and criticism of long DMV wait times. Governor Roy Cooper did not sign the bill, saying it would make roads less safe, but he also did not veto it, so it is now law. Starting next year, teen drivers will need to have their permit for 9 months before getting a license.
Carolina Hurricanes are looking forward to Game 4 of the playoff series with the New Jersey Devils. They'd love to forget Game 3. The Canes got down big early in this one against New Jersey and ended up on the losing end of an 8-4 score. Head coach Rod Brind'Amour said it was a disappointing performance.
They came and they took it to us, and that's what happened. So we were horrible. I mean, that's probably being putting it mild, but it's because of what they were doing, and they were the better team.
The Canes still have a 2-1 lead in this best-of-7 series. Game 4 is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in New Jersey. And WRL's Casey Hintz is in New Jersey. She'll have reports for us tomorrow on the Canes.
The Hollywood writers' strike is shaking up the entertainment world. The MTV Movie and TV Awards had to pivot to keep the show on schedule. Ken Smith joins us with the major changes show organizers made because of the labor dispute.
Also, a fast food chain is changing up your experience at the drive-thru. How it's using new technology to enhance the way you order.
And watching for several afternoons in a row with a chance for severe thunderstorms, especially tomorrow with its WRL Weather Alert Day. And I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A little bit of sliver there of a hole in the clouds where that sun's trying to peek through, but we do have a lot of cloud cover across our viewing area right now. This is a live look at Goldsboro as you're heading out the door. You'll notice as you step out that it is warm out there. You probably don't even need a jacket this morning. Boy, it was such a chilly week last week, pleasantly chilly, but it's much warmer, feeling a bit more like summer as you're heading out for today and tomorrow. Dog walking forecast feels really great this morning. There's a small chance of a sprinkle in the 7 o'clock hour around Fayetteville. Otherwise, it's quiet morning. Once we get to and past lunchtime, we'll have a chance of some scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms, and that could happen while you're walking the dog after work. Our temperatures will be in the upper 80s, feeling more like low 90s with the heat index. We'll talk more about tomorrow's storm chances coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 613 right now as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Just check with Raleigh 911, and the only problem they're reporting right now is that disabled vehicle on 40 westbound around Business 70 in Garner. But we're still not seeing any delays through there. Just a heads up if you're heading through that area to be extra careful. A quick check of your major approaches into Durham. A one-minute delay showing up right now on the northbound side of I-85 coming in from Hillsboro and coming in from the northern side of Wake County. A one-minute delay on westbound 98 from Highway 50 out to 885, Renee.
Brian, thanks. We're working to learn more about a shooting in Raleigh on Wake Forest Road. Police say a man was shot near the intersection with Six Forks around 4:45 yesterday morning. Officers closed the intersection for nearly 4 hours as they investigated. Raleigh police say the man who was shot had serious injuries.
We're also working to get new information about a death investigation in Raleigh where police say a body was found on Newbern Avenue. Right now, they have not released the person's identity or any details about how they died. And an investigation is underway this morning after Fayetteville police say a driver hit and killed a man and then took off from the scene. It happened on Bunce Road near Dusty Edge Trail just after 8 Sunday morning. Officials identified the victim as 61-year-old Elijah Hare. They say the driver was in a dark-colored SUV. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
Happening right now in the WRL Live Center, China says relations with the U.S. are on cold ice right now, but they are determined to stabilize, and they say stabilizing ties is a top priority for them. China's foreign minister made the comments during a meeting today in Beijing with U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns. Burns did take to Twitter saying challenges that the U.S. and China face. We discussed challenges in the U.S. and the relationship between U.S. and China and the necessity of stabilizing ties and expanding high-level communication. You can see them there at the meeting today. They say the top priority is now to stabilize relations and avoid a downward spiral and prevent any accidents between China and the U.S. China's foreign minister says he is urging the U.S. to meet China halfway.
Michelle, thanks. The MTV Movie and TV Awards looked a lot different this year because of an ongoing Hollywood writer's strike. The awards show had to pivot because of production changes. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with how MTV pulled it off. Ken.
You know, Renee, it's a juggling act for a lot of these shows that are appointment TV for many of us. MTV went totally virtual without a formal host. The awards show did some major tap dancing, getting nominees to send in pre-taped acceptance speeches. You'll likely see a lot of the happy winners populating your social media feed today. This includes the scheduled host, Drew Barrymore, who opted not to host the show in solidarity with the striking Hollywood writers. She won a Golden Popcorn for Best Host.
There's no I in mine, just ours and we. Thank you from us and me. Ah, okay.
Well, other celebrities like Rob Lowe and his son are joining picket lines in solidarity with the writers. As this labor dispute drags on, your favorite daytime and fall shows might be in jeopardy. No word yet on if the writers and producers are any closer to a deal. Well, getting back to the MTV Movie and TV Awards, Taylor Swift won Best Song for Carolina, and Pedro Pascal won some big awards. Why he's trending this morning, coming up in about 10 minutes. Jeff?
Thanks for that, Ken. Families enjoyed some beautiful weather over the weekend at festivals, including the Phillips Farm Strawberry Festival in Cary. A welcome respite after 8 weekends in a row with rain.
We go a little bit stir crazy inside, just trying to find indoor activities to do. And if we can catch breaks in the rain, we'll make it outside, even if we have to splash in the puddles.
Nothing wrong with that, right? Even with a rough start to the strawberry season, Phillips Farms says it was able to sell thousands of pounds this weekend, and they're perfectly ripe for another couple of weeks. Great time to get out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now. Red skies in the morning. Sometimes you take warning, right?
Isn't that absolutely, yeah. And we are looking at the potential for a quick sprinkle in our southern counties this morning, and then a round of thunderstorms is likely this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon, too. And you can see that red sky there in Goldsboro. It looks pretty, doesn't it? But there is a lot of cloud cover that we're dealing with. Looking at some clouds in Apex and Chapel Hill, and there's a look at our Fayetteville newsroom. We take a look at our WRL weather alert for tomorrow. It's a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat. Here's a look at our front here that's likely to bring us a chance of some scattered storms, or at least has the potential to. And you can see there at the beginning of the loop, all the orange boxes that show up, that's a severe thunderstorm watch that was in place late yesterday. Lots of thunder and lightning ahead of this system back to our west. We take a look at what's happening out there right now. This is a live look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. These little sprinkles that we're trying to move a little closer to Moore County there have fizzled out, but it's possible that we would see a quick sprinkle from Pinehurst down through, say, Robbins and Fayetteville. It's a very small chance, but it's worth talking about. A future cast here this morning will roll through time, and you can see right there in the 7 o'clock hour, a little sprinkle across parts of Hoke and Cumberland County, maybe even southern Sampson County. And then things will be quiet. And this is for us today. At lunchtime, we may begin to see an isolated shower, but around 3 o'clock, a few storms develop. Notice that most of them will be from the Triangle area southward, but there could be one or two up around Roxborough. Right now, we're not under a level 1 risk for severe storms, but certainly we could see some damaging wind and some brief heavy rain with any thunderstorms that move through this afternoon and evening. And then here's future cast for tomorrow. We have a cold front that comes swinging by, and along that front, there's a possibility that we would see some severe storms. Now, the short-range models, the high-resolution models, which include a lot more data, are showing a much drier trend for us tomorrow with this front coming through, but the Storm Prediction Center still has us under a level 1 and 2 risk, so we'll be watching that closely. This is a look at one of the longer range models. It's still holding on to that potential for a few isolated showers and storms for tomorrow. So again, it's an evolving situation that we're watching carefully. If we see any storms tomorrow, damaging winds would be the biggest threat, and there may be a little bit of hail. Tornadoes and flooding are not likely. In the next couple of days combined for this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, and our southern counties will likely see a quarter to a half an inch of rain, but from the Triangle area northward, we may not end up seeing much rain at all. Right now, we have a WRL weather alert day. In fact, for tomorrow, we'll be watching for the Storm Prediction Center to give us an update to our severe weather threat. Closer to lunchtime, we'll let you know if anything changes. We'll see some changes in our weather for Wednesday and Thursday, a little cooler and drier, but hotter for Mother's Day weekend, Brian.
All right, 620 right now, almost 621 as we take a live look at 70 at Guy Road in Garner, with westbound traffic heading away from us from Clayton toward Garner right now. We're not measuring any delays. Of course, we're watching sensors throughout the region, and we're not really picking up any big problems anywhere. That earlier disabled vehicle on 40 westbound around Business 70 in Garner, now clear. Also looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill. I want to give you a heads up about some work that'll start later this morning in North Raleigh. Millbrook Road, the right westbound lane between Creedmoor Road and Ponderosa Road, is going to be closed for a sewer line repair beginning at 9 o'clock this morning, lasting through the day till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Same time for this tomorrow. So just something to keep in mind today and tomorrow up on Millbrook Road.
Brian, thank you. NASA is working to help forecasters sharpen their hurricane projections even more. How the agency plans to use new satellite technology to fine-tune predictions. Plus,
it's really difficult. Like, it's always in my mind.
A Triangle man from Sudan, worried about his wife and child. His plea for their safety as violence spreads in their home country.
This morning on Today, it is Nurse Appreciation Week. Hoda and Al are visiting two major hospitals to celebrate the incredible work nurses do every single day. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards were different this year, but the big winners are still getting their time to shine.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday morning, Brian.
They passed us over, but that's okay. Pedro Pascal was the big winner at the pre-taped event. He stars in The Last of Us, which was named Best Show. Pascal also won for Best Hero and for Best Duo, along with co-star Bella Ramsey.
Yeah, that's running away with it, right? So the whole thing, like you said, pre-recorded. But even so, in his acceptance speech for Best Hero, he was praising young people for being the real heroes. I actually got choked up just a little bit. So good show for all.
One day, maybe we'll get a popcorn trophy, Brian.
One of these days. We got something to aim for. Taylor Swift fans in Nashville probably sleeping in a little bit later this morning because of a long night last night. Swift's show at Nissan Stadium was delayed because of lightning in the area. And the fans there had to shelter in place at the stadium's concourses for more than 3 hours before they could return to their seats. And Taylor Swift went on to perform until well after midnight.
Yeah, they did away with the opening acts once, you know, they got the all clear. She took the stage and, you know, that's dedication for those fans. But when you're paying hundreds, thousands of dollars for the tickets, you want your show, and they got it.
Yeah. Sweaty concourse waiting that one out, though, right? Lots of people.
Brian, thank you. Your future trips to the drive-thru may have AI taking your fast food order instead of a person. Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are already rolling out artificial intelligence technology at the drive-thru windows of some locations. The company says the technology is giving employees more time to focus on other tasks, such as preparing the food.
More teen drivers will be on the road sooner than expected. Coming up, the changes made that will start today.
AT&T customers in Durham and Chapel Hill are without internet again this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you when the problem is expected to be fixed.
And tracking radar this morning, we have a little shower that moved out of Charlotte, heading into the Sand Hills. I'll show you if it will bring you a little light rain this morning. Coming up.